Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Chapter 97 is here, and don't go anywhere because Louisa is my new hero. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. Hey. We are talking about Chapter 97 tonight. Oh my goodness, we have a lot to get through. But first, my name is Rivette Soro, and to my left, I have the gorgeous Miss Delia Gomez.
Hey guys.
Jane the Virgin's number one fan, yeah. I think.
Yes. She's a spokesperson.
And to her left, Miss Nima Sky. She knows everything about everything that's going on in these people's lives. And to her left, of course, Miss Simone Thomas, who is the number one fan of, I'll let you finish.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say
Rogelio, and then I said, I'm going to let you finish.
That was the wrong man.
Because Rogelio was on the tip of my tongue, but she loves Rafael.
Rafael.
All day.
That is so
all
good.
Day,
I loved time. It. You were like, no, yes. Wait, I can't say it.
We love this show so much. We have so much to get into tonight. Ooh. Louisa is throwing us in for a loop. Magda is back. Pond and River are reconciling. We have a special segment called Ride or Die. We have some hot news and gossip. But first, please tell me your overall thoughts, Delia.
Oh, it was so good. Girl, Louisa was back in the game and she killed it. I called it. I told y'all. Y'all can watch back and look at what I said because I had this prediction. And I'm just so happy about it.
Look at
so
you. Thank you.
Prediction. She did.
So I'm very happy.
My overall thoughts was OMG. Like, from beginning to end, I felt like it was so much going on. You know, Jane and her grandmother get into it, and then Abuela is, like, going ham at Petra's mom. And then, you know, Louisa's coming back. You know, she's, like, really having her brothers back. And, I mean, like, the whole episode was just interesting. I mean, especially the scene with, like, Pond and her mother. Like, I was like, what is going on? So I was all over the place, so. I was all over the place, like, yeah.
Can we not do this?
Yes. I know. It was like a callback to the past, but then it was just weird.
Yeah.
Different.
Very strange. But I loved Sassy Alba in this episode. Mm. When she told off Magda, I was like,
oh my God, yes.
We need more of that. Now, your energy towards Jane was a little extra, but then she reeled herself in.
Yeah.
But I loved all the aggression that was targeted towards Magda. But in regards to Mateo and him being potentially switched at birth, my heart stopped for a moment. That was really emotional.
Yes, yeah. So amazing.
And so we were all very happy that he is their biological child, but that was stressful.
Yeah, that
momentarily.
It was stressful.
Yeah.
It was. I feel like this episode kept, like, slapping me in the face when I least expected it. No, really. It would, be a slap in the face, and then it was, like, a warm hug embrace.
I mean, like, I felt the same way, because I just felt like everybody just kept having these epiphanies that were just super weird. And I was like, where is this coming from? Yeah, like, out of nowhere, you know? So
yeah, the timing of it all. I mean, I loved it. Of course, Jane is still working on her novel, and of course, she has some edits to make. But Alba is giving her some constructive criticism.
A binder full.
Simone, I know you have a lot of thoughts on that.
I was so pissed. Like, okay, I was Team Jane, but the empathetic part of me understood where she was coming from, just because some people are more private than others, and Jane is an author, so it's a cathartic experience to put your life out there. Her grandmother didn't choose to be in that limelight, and culturally, her virginity and saving that for marriage is very precious, and she didn't do that, and I get why she wants to hold that close, but her being so insensitive about her granddaughter needing this crucial information to carry along the story just frustrated me so much. And
I felt the same way.
You've been one of her biggest supporters from the jump, and now you just want to make it all come crashing down, like, lady. And it took Jorge to knock some sense into her.
I think it was very explosive, and I just to me, I feel like she was overreacting. Like, again, like you said, she really, really made it about herself. She didn't see the fact that this is something that Jane used, like, from her actual real life. Because anytime a writer's writing something, in order for them to be able to write it, even if it's fiction, it still needs to be believable, like,
right,
you know, to some extent,
right? And I just know.
Right, yeah. But then also too, the way that she reacted, they were playing a game, and then she just busted out, "Hey, did you write this about me?" And Jane was like, "Well, wait, what happened?" So again, like going back to the moment, like I feel like everything was so like explosive, but at the end of the day, I just kind of felt like her grandmother was making a bigger deal about it than what it had to be.
Exactly.
Of course, you know the history behind you know saving yourself for marriage, and you know she didn't. I think it was really more of her having some emotions about her life, yeah. And you know, mm-hmm. and how she wanted to seem in front of her family.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting how Alba acted. I agree with you guys. It was kind of out of character for her because she's right. always very supportive.
Yeah.
And I think she forgot that Jane's writing and whatever success Jane gets, it's going to be a generational gift because mm-hmm. every single woman that Jane has grown up with has sacrificed yeah. and hasn't seen the fruit of that labor.
Right. Right.
So I think whatever happens with Jane, it's going to be a thank you to mm-hmm. both the mom and the abuela. And she just mm-hmm. forgot that. She mm-hmm. just Aww. Didn't get to see it.
That's a right, beautiful way true. To put
you
it.
Know?
Yeah. I didn't love Abuela's comment when she said, oh, like the first book, like that wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jane was like, what? You didn't believe in me? But I mean, I do understand, like, she goes, you know, to church, and she has her church friends. I'm like, my grandma has church friends.
And they talk.
They're great, right. But God, those women can talk a lot.
I know.
And I get it. But at the yeah. same time, it's not nonfiction.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think anybody would have really realized that it was actually her that Jane was really, really talking about. Honestly, when I kind of put the context clues together, I felt like it was more of her upholding herself to the standards with, you know, her family always held her up to, you know. And even with Jane, you know, she was like, well, I didn't do the very thing that I told you to do. Mm-hmm. So I think it was kind of more of a, I'm putting, you know, like Jane kind of put a mirror to her face without her even realizing that that's what she was doing. And then I think that's the reason why she took it way out of proportion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is yeah. what it is.
But I do appreciate when they talked about her being an illegal yeah. citizen.
Right.
Yeah. Well, prior. So she's mm-hmm. used to living with these walls up, and her husband ultimately came through for her while watching his soccer game, of course. Priorities.
Right.
But
and he didn't want anybody to spoil that for him.
It was a Copa America.
Yeah.
He's like, can I finish my game now, Jane? I was like, oh, wow.
This is very serious.
He's right. so, like, dismissive, but he, in his yeah. mind, in Jorge's mm-hmm. mind, he already, like, fixed it. It's all done. Like, yeah. let me watch my game now.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are watching us right now, and we love you, and Simone's going to tell you how much we love you.
Yes, Simone!
Thank you guys so much for coming back here every single week to watch us to talk about our favorite show. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and comment. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, please comment and give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate your support. We love you guys having combos. So tell your friends about us, and then we'll see you back here next week.
Yup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She says it so beautifully.
She really does. Because it's genuine.
I feel like I felt the love that you were giving off to our viewers.
It's palpable. We love you guys.
That's a commercial, okay? We went to Simone's commercial.
Book me.
Yes.
Just so manifested. Not only is Jane writing her novel, of course, mm. she has this crazy idea that Mateo might have been switched when he was kidnapped by Sean Rostro.
Okay. Conflict here. Why did Raphael just like fall into this imaginary idea that
because
Jane had?
It's in Rostro. I mean, like, I know, the crazy stuff just, she's done.
But I feel like, you know, when you marry somebody, like, that person should, like, keep you balanced. And I feel like they both kind of had a moment where they were like, oh my God. And I feel like, to me, it just came out of nowhere.
Well, I feel like they didn't know for sure. They never, like, they just didn't know mm-hmm. for sure. It was, like, a thought, an afterthought to even think about when they got the baby back.
Yeah.
There's like, no way Raphael could have been like, no, absolutely not.
Right.
Like, that's just a crazy thought that could have happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Given all the history with Sean Rostro.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, killing Michael, bringing him back, the whole thing. Like,
I mean, but it's still fiction, though. Like, how do... Like, when do you separate fiction from truth?
Well, that actually happened.
Yeah.
When he... Mm-hmm. When she killed Michael and brought him back. Like, that actually happened. So that's crazier than mm-hmm. Mateo not being their actual son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's Sean Rostro, like... if she faked Michael's death, like, her switching a baby is so mild compared to
true.
The Michael situation.
I don't know. I kind of felt like it was a little far-fetched. Just to me.
I felt that it was sort of random how this happened in one episode, and now it's like, oh no, he's our baby. Like, I feel like there's more to the story. There was
no what I said. Like, I just felt like like we said before, we know that Jane is kind of in the mode of writing. So whenever somebody's in the mode of writing, he knows that she's, you know, she's making up ideas and thoughts. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Like you said, there has to be some type of story behind the reason why they would probably think that.
Yeah, I think the only reason why they did it the way they did it is because if you see any other reason why Sin Rosa would pop up into the story, that would be a little bit random. So they had to create this
something
whole,
for it to kind of click.
Yeah, to make it, like, she's writing crime, so she's getting all these ideas, because then she's been so far removed from the central storyline
for a while
that it just kind of...
You needed a way to
bring
her back in.
Yeah.
Billie Jean Girl 24 said that, I knew that Mateo was their kid. They would have showed the audience if he wasn't. I personally thought he wasn't their kid, just because of all the terrible things that Sin Rostro has done. I'm like, wow, she is so possible of wreaking all types of havoc. So it's so much a possibility. And I was surprised. I think you, Dealey, you were like, he's theirs. And I was like,
I was like, while we were watching the show, I was like, no. It's gonna be.
I'm not sure. Mateo.
Because if
you
are the son. I understand, like, diving into that part of, like, what if he wasn't?
Right.
Like, where does the story go?
That would be like a nightmare.
Yeah.
That would be like, do they end up with two kids or, like, what?
Ooh. I don't think they could fix that in just two episodes.
No. That would have to be like a whole season for sure.
But it was definitely a smart way to get our hearts racing and anxiety.
I think it was something to maybe, like, deter us from, you know, finding out what was really getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mateo was not switched at birth, and neither was Pond, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, last week we touched on this, where we didn't know if they were going to continue this storyline of River and Pond. They did, and Rogelio came to the rescue and sort of established this whole reconciliation.
But it's so funny because I feel like everything backfired on him. Like, of course, like, he did it because Rogelio, I love him so much, but I feel like, you know,
meddles.
Like,
he that does auntie that, like, but, gets in everyone's business.
Right. But, like, I feel like he does things for his own benefit. And the fact that, you know, he tried to get River to kind of make a connection with her daughter, and then when she finally did, he's like, no, wait a minute, like, how can I fix this? Which I love his, I love the way that he always finds ways to kind of, like, bring things together. But again, that whole scene was really weird, especially when her friend was like, oh, well, I haven't talked to you since you stole my boyfriend. I was like, what?
Awkward. Yeah, it's like, oh.
Awkward moment.
Yeah, for sure.
So do we think Rogelio was mostly being selfish in helping River and Pond? Or, I mean, I personally think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah,
where it
for
was
sure.
Like, yes, I'm helping you, but I'm also benefiting out of benefiting out of it. Or so he thought.
He thought, because it's the reverse. Now he's going to have to make a huge sacrifice. And Zoe has just started nursing school. And I think, well, this gets into predictions, but I think based off how we saw him put baby before his job, like when him and River were going to go and try to infiltrate the retreat for that the executives were on, he put baby first and decided not to do that.
Right.
I think maybe he's learning that family does come first, and then seeing River and her daughter, how her relationship with her daughter has been impacted by being so driven to, like, and married to your work. I think he might take a step back and realize maybe it's not all that worth it. And also, like, you're fighting for this show so much and it's so much harder. Maybe that's a sign that you don't need to do it and it's not meant to be.
Just let it go. I also feel what I love about Rogelio is that he's the only one that really holds up a mirror to all the characters, because he's so selfish.
Yes, he does.
And then with River, he sees that selfishness and how she hurt her family. And so he's very quick to see himself in all these characters. And I think that's why he meddles. It's because he can't fix certain things from the past. Like, he can't go back and have Jane in his life at earlier time. But he can do something to prevent other people
from doing
what he did.
I feel like he's just like a Huron.
But
like,
he's also really selfish. So it is driven.
Yeah, he is.
It's also driven by his own pain of his own narcissism. So I think that's a mix of both.
Yeah, and I don't think he's actually, like, he's never looking to hurt anyone else.
That's just who he is.
Yeah, he just wants to help himself.
Except for the two bastards.
While he's helping you.
The young ones, the infants.
Oh my goodness.
He would hurt those two. He was just like, we're going to cut those out.
He's honestly one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he is. Like, he's so dramatic and like, but he's so true. He's so committed. Yeah. He's such a great actor.
He's so funny.
Him and River are so similar. Like, they're, and they bump heads so much because of that. Like, they're both extreme narcissists.
Yeah.
I think she has a better way of being a lot. He connects with people a little bit better, whereas she is like so much in herself that she can't even connect with her own daughter. So it's like hard for her to connect with other people, but they're extremely similar personalities.
Yes.
Extremely.
Are you surprised? Did you think the Emmy's recreation speech was going to work on her daughter? Did you think? Because I didn't think that would buy her over.
Can we just get close up?
She's like, yeah.
It's so weird. I'm like, you showed your true. I mean, I know growth is a thing, duh. But you showed your true colors in that moment when you thanked everyone but your own daughter, like your flesh and your blood.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to make up for it because a stranger, well, Riley's not a stranger, but someone who's outside of your family had to bring that to your attention. I just felt like it was more so to make herself feel better about herself.
Well, I also know.
I think it was both.
Yeah, it also, yeah, people, I think have that a it lot definitely worked. Like, when you have a lot of like, I know from, like, interviews of people having the wars, you have to thank the producers, you have to thank, like, the studios. And so you have a list of, like, this people. Movie would not have been made if you didn't thank them. So in the moment, I could be like, yeah, you're running out of time, you're seeing the clock, and I want to just thank everybody, and okay, bye. And people have forgotten to thank their husbands, their mothers. Like, this is, like, a common occurrence.
It's a lot.
It doesn't make them all selfish, but it's just, like, you have to make sure that the props go to all the other people.
I don't think that she was being selfish at all. I think that she, I think, even though Rogelio was really trying to do it for himself, I think that he really helped her understand what was missing, because she just kept saying, well, I don't have anybody who loves me. Like, that's why, that's the reason why I'm always into my work. And like, let's also not forget that this is her child. You know, this is her baby. So even though, you know, they may not get along, the fact that she wants to be able to save her child because she wants to be able to have, you know, have a relationship. Now, the measures that she went to, like, that was a little extreme. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not a mother, but if I can think that I really want to reach my child because my child, like, we don't have a relationship, I think I would do whatever it would take.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, it was very honest. It was brilliant. It was cute. And I did think that it was going to work, for sure. I definitely did. Because, you know, I mean, for her to actually have the video in her phone, like, she still has such an attachment to that. And the fact that, you know, she was like, Mom, this is so stupid. But, you know, I think it's crazy, but it's also so sweet because it took her back to that moment in her mind to say, oh, my God, now this is actually happening in person.
It's
so
kinda like like those songs that you have that, you know, meant something to you in a relationship. And then, like, you hear it and then you remember that relationship.
It takes you back to, like, a certain memory or a certain moment.
Exactly.
Or a certain
place. It's like rewriting that music for that.
Colors.
Oh, I love this song.
I need a cigarette lighter or something.
Just happened, you see?
We just made new
memories.
We need some fire, a light, something. Okay, never mind.
That was so great. I think it would have worked on me, too, because,
yeah.
That's happened to me before, not to that extent, but somebody forgot to thank me while on stage. It was my ex. Thank you very much. And I, like, they thank their friends, and I was, like, standing right there in the front. And it's like, it hurts. And it's been, like, I can't imagine if it was my mom winning a Grammy or an Emmy.
It's too sad.
Well, we want to thank you every
I'm really
day.
Crying.
Now you can
every
say,
week for being here with us. Now you can say thank you next to that.
Thank you, thank you next. Yes. Speaking of thank you next, Louisa is my current love of my life.
Oh, yes. Are we on Ride or Dies right now?
No, not yet. But she came through. She was undercover the whole time.
Wow. I told y'all.
You did.
I told
you.
Yeah. You were spot on.
I was shocked.
I know.
I think, like, we all collectively went, like, we had no idea.
I knew it. Louisa is crazy. Yes. She has fallen for Sinrosa. Yes. 100 times. Yes. But I told you guys, there was something there. Like, she wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't to benefit her brother. Like, I was just like, I felt it, and I was just like, Louisa is finally, like, up to here, and I was like, I did not know she was undercover with the cops. I did not know that part. I thought she was going to be solo, so I was kind of surprised that she joined forces with the good guys, but it was very, very cool. Way to go, Louisa.
I feel like this episode, everybody was trying to find a way to, like, win back that relationship.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, that was such a heroic thing that she did, but honestly, I felt like something was up in the scene where, you know, she was trying to tell Raphael she was getting ready to leave, and he was like, well, bye. And I could just see the pain in her face. I was like, something there is different, because, like, if she actually stole the money, like, I don't think that she would have that much of an emotional attachment whenever her brother's like, I don't care if you're leaving. Yeah. So I think that, to me, that was definitely a clue that, okay, something is weird about that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm proud of her for redeeming herself. I truly thought she was such a dimwit. She would never be able to actually be on her brother's side and not let Sin Rostro come in. So kudos to her for that and proving us all wrong. And then Billie Jean Girl 24, shout out to you, girl. She said, where do you think Louisa really is? That's the million-dollar question. Where'd she go? I don't know.
I mean, like,
that's what Billie Jean Girl's asking. Like, where do we think she went, or where she is.
Where she is.
Like after the showdown? Yeah, because
that wasn't her in the, wherever they were.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was someone else.
Whenever she told Raphael that she was leaving, like, where did she actually go?
Yeah. She took the money and
I don't even think, well, no, because she didn't take the money she actually turned them in. I mean, honestly, I don't really think that she went anywhere. I think that she just told him that. And then, you know what? Okay, my thoughts. Maybe she had that emotional, like,
goodbye
moment. No, because in her mind, she's like, you have no idea this whole time that I've been trying to save you. And no matter how much I've tried to save you, you still just don't even see what?
I think she's going to die.
What? We're not even at prediction. What is happening?
Oh, well, since we're talking about, she had this big heroic moment. The whole series, she's been just, like you said, the dimwit.
Yeah.
She had this big heroic moment. I mean, it didn't go as planned, but still, she came through for her brother.
Right.
And, like, Sin Rostro,
but, like, he never saw it, though.
He's going to be so pissed at her. Like, she's, like, that would be the one thing that would hurt all of, like, Sin Rostro has Louisa because she's a pawn, but, like, when she doesn't need her anymore, can't trust her. What does she want to do with her?
Kill her. She could kill her. Rose could kill her. Because Rose escaped. And also, this woman, she and Magda are two peas in a pod. They can't be killed.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about Magda.
Magda is crazy. Like, how do you have a coma and come back and just become, like, crazy? Like,
and now all of a
she's
sudden,
all
you're a
over
guru.
The place.
She's a guru for Clarissa, the multi-million-dollar hotel
investor.
She's
an opportunist, is what she is.
Yeah.
I think I almost choked when she rolled into Petra's
You know,
office.
At first, I felt so bad for her when she was in a coma and, you know, Petra was getting ready to write her mom off and, like,
you
ship her.
You did feel bad.
I felt so bad, but after seeing this episode, I don't think I feel bad. And I'm like, listen, something needs to happen to her because she's so evil. She's just so mean. And
Petra's
I
pull the plug.
Yeah, she's like, pull the plug. And it's like,
with the texting emoji.
But then again, it's like, did she really fake a coma? I mean, how can you really fake a coma? But it's just like, you know, did she really?
She's just a cockroach. She can't be killed.
Yeah. Yeah. We need her in the story to
create some drama.
She told the dude, I'm dying. I'm dying. I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
So funny.
And it took little sweet Alba to really scare her off. Now that's a twist. You would never
highlight of the episode for sure. Well, one of the highlights.
She's a gangster.
Did you think she was going to push her down the stairs?
I did. I thought she was about to push her, but then something was like, you know what? She's a really, really, you know, good godly woman. So, you know, she's not going to do that. But if anything, I knew that she was definitely going to scare her, and she definitely needed to be scared. Yeah.
She scared us.
Yeah. I know.
When she was almost going to, we all literally,
oh my gosh,
all of us were like, no!
I know. Like, at the same time, like, we were all
like, do not. When she was about to push that delete button on
my
that
God.
Video,
we're like, are you serious?
All of our hearts stopped.
Yeah. She learned how to use her phone in that moment.
See, she's a gangster because she understood how to use her tactics, right? It's all about using the right
I'm
tactics.
I'm so mad at her. For almost
deleting. That was scary.
I'm proud of her. But now to be able to use her phone like that.
Yeah.
Earlier, she tried to call Lyft and called Zoe instead.
Alarms are going off all the time.
That's because she was mad.
How many alarms do you have in the middle of the afternoon? What are you doing?
That's so embarrassing when you're trying to go for somebody and you're calling them. What? Why are you on the phone? Bye.
I'm really proud of her for using technology in her the situation where she could have used violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
she wouldn't have to fly, though.
A true millennial.
Mm-hmm. My grandma just made a Facebook.
Oh, so cute.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Listen, grandma's good friends, too.
I'm very proud of Alba. I didn't think she would push her down the stairs because that's just not who Alba is.
Yeah.
And, can you imagine Alba going through the rest of her life knowing, God forbid, she killed Magda, even though Magda was evil, but, Alba would not be okay.
She wouldn't be. I mean, even though she won revenge, I think that she showed us it's not always about winning revenge in the way that you know, you think that you would do it in that moment, because at the end of the day, you have to think about your life and, what are the consequences of my actions? So she's like, no, I'm American now. You know what?
Yep. Yeah.
I can chow you down.
You know what I thought was going to happen? I thought that Magda was going to roll herself down the stairs and say
that she did it.
I thought for a second that would happen.
But then
I
would have video footage that she did.
I don't know if the stairs actually have it. True. Because it's like the cameras were outside. That's what she took
every
the video.
Hotel.
But
every hotel that I've been to, they always have cameras.
Well, right, no, the because then they would have seen the cameras the first time when Magda pushed Alba, but there was no camera footage of proof. That.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that's why I was like, hopefully it's not.
Yeah.
She doesn't get in trouble.
Billie Jean Girl says, Magda has only one leg and arm. She got around in that wheelchair so fast.
I know.
Like a cockroach.
Okay, so let's talk about her leg. I was like, is this, they had a chair
the
leg.
Wooden steel leg.
That is so disrespectful. Okay, 2019, we don't have those types of legs, okay?
Magda the cockroach. You need to call her that.
And that weak ass, mall cop that they have as a security guard.
I mean, we couldn't.
He was
that.
So weak. Oh, he was like, oh, you have to go. Okay, I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. I was like, what?
You're fired.
Under no circumstances. He's not tough at all.
He's not our ride or die tonight.
No,
we're
not
about
at
to tell
all.
You who is. You like that?
Yeah. I loved it.
Who wants
it
to
so
go
beautiful.
First?
Our ride or die, Simone. We're going to go this way.
My ride or die is Jorge. He came through. Typically, he's annoying, eating, snacking, doing nothing, just lounging around, watching the soccer. But he stood up for Jane and allowed Magda, hoo-wee.
I was like, wait a minute, different scene.
Allowed Alba to see where Jane was coming from. And I think Jorge is her sweet, sensitive spot and can be the voice of reason. And she'll be kinder and more understanding sometimes than she would with her own daughter or granddaughter. And so I'm happy that he did that, or else Jane would have really been in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Rewriting to do.
She'd be writing till the end of the...
Oh, gosh. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I feel like so many people are going to say Louisa is the ride or die. However, I want to say that Rogelio is going to be my ride or die, just because... No matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, Rogelio always has a way of trying to find the benefit of getting what he wants. And I think that's a true ride or die. He went to the extreme of trying to, you know, build this relationship between River and her daughter together. And he actually did it, even though at the expense of it actually kind of folded back on him. I think that, you know, I love how he always tries to find a way just to make things happen. And he does it. So he's my ride or die for tonight.
I love both of those. Honestly, I think those are great choices. So in that sense, adding on to what you guys said, I'll do Raphael. Just because Jane was going through such a tough time, and there's nothing more important than having a partner who puts up with your crazy, who is going to be with you in those uncertain times. They did not know what was going to happen with Mateo. And imagine doing that by yourself. So I think having a partner, someone who's there for you, and the way he loves Jane and just supports her is 100% beautiful.
That's true. We need men like that.
That's
more.
My
boo.
That's why he's my boo. My ride or die has to go to Louisa. She literally made my head spin tonight. Yeah. I was so sure that she was just being dumb and being Louisa, the Louisa that we've known for 5 seasons now.
Right.
But she really came through, and for her, it's... feel like it's very hard for her to keep a secret and be undercover, and she did it. And she did it with Sean Rostro, who was like the love of her life, or was at one point. Mm-hmm. And that's so big for her. She really came through for her big bro.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Come through, big sis.
She proved herself finally.
Our little sis. Yeah.
I love her for that. Please. Oh, actually, Billie Jean says, I think Raphael is my ride or die because he was there for Jane through the scene, through the scare of Mateo. Maybe not being her son.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
See, girl.
See?
That's so
Team
sweet.
Team Raphael right here, right here.
Hey,
boo. Please comment below. Tell us who your ride or die is, and we will get into the news now.
Oh, is it news time? Beautiful news time. My favorite time. Well, The Talk actually had Rogelio, which is one of our favorites. Mr. Jaime Camer was talking about his experience with the castmates and him that actually tried to get new tattoos. However, he was the only person that got the tattoo. As you see the picture above, he has a nice arm and he looks looking very handsome. Mm-hmm. Might I add, but he shows them the picture of the tattoo that he got. How crazy is that? You know, they're, of course, we know that they're getting ready to end the show.
Oh, is that
the flower?
It is a flower. What is it? Oh, like the flower? Like the
virginity rose.
Virginity, okay.
Is it I don't know. It's some type of flower, though.
It's a beautiful flower on his arm. Let's just say that.
That's hilarious that he's the only one that gets...
Wow.
I would be like, all right. I was dedicated. Clearly, you guys weren't, but yeah.
Listen, but everything about him is always commit. Like, he's very committed actor, and clearly he's committed in real life. So, hey, that's why he's our ride or die.
Can I just take a second to say he looks so good?
Yes, he does.
In those glasses with his hair.
Everything about him.
That beard, right? if you're listening on the podcast, please look up Jaime Camille. He looks amazing.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
yes, he does.
10 years younger.
Daddy.
I'm here for it. I will get mashing tattoos with him any day.
She said Zaddy. Okay, all right. Now this is turning to Jane the Virgin and the Zaddy show.
Speaking of the future, let's get into our predictions.
Yes, let's do it. I'm ready.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Nima, would you like to?
Yes, so my prediction is going to be that I think that Rogelio and Zamara is going to probably move to New York. Mm-hmm. I think that he's actually going to make a decision to move to New York because River wants him to go. I do think that Jane and... Actually, I think that since Rostro is probably going to try to pop up at her wedding. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Luisa's actually gone. I think that, you know, she probably went away for a little bit, but I think that she's probably going to come back and her and Raphael's going to have a reconciliation. And I think that that's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say I think either Luisa or Abuela are going to die.
Oh,
Abuela. My
just because there were so many threats towards her this episode. Oh. That's just like whenever I see threats, I'm like, all right.
That's a sign.
Some of these are going to land eventually. So I think that I don't think they're going to move to New York. I think just because, Xiomara started nursery, like being the nurse, I don't think he's going to uproot her to stop her dreams. But other than that, I just feel like it's big stuff's coming. Like, mm-hmm. It's going to get
real.
Next.
Oh yeah. We only have two episodes. It's really about to go down.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So who I think is going to die, it's not... What did you say, Luisa or Alba?
Yeah.
I think it's Rogelio, and I think his health reason plus Zoe being in school are going to be two reasons why he stays. So I feel like the heart condition is going to come back, and it's going to be debilitating where he cannot travel and work.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's a sad prediction. I mean, it's a telenovela.
There's going to be someone dead.
Someone's going to die. We just don't know who yet. So that's who I think is going to die. And then I do think Rose Sinostro is going to find her way back to Jane because they've been priming us to get ready for her to come back into their lives in the worst way possible. And now that she's out on the loose and knows that Luisa sold her out, she's going to try to ruin their lives again. Yeah. And what better way to do it, like you said, at the wedding?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
I think
Rogelio and Xiomara are going to move to New York.
Yes.
Together. Yes. And then I think... he's going to get sick, and I think he's going to die.
Oh,
so in New York, he's going to die.
I think he might, like, get sick in New York, mm-hmm. and then they might have to come back. I mean, that's a lot to happen in two episodes.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be the one to die. I don't want him to, because I love him so much.
Oh, my God.
What's up with this dying stuff?
Billie Jean Girl 24.
Somebody's going to die.
You think somebody's going to die?
Someone's going to die.
Sorry, what did she say?
I was going to say, Billie Jean Girl 24 said, I predict that, like, a true telenovela, like, in true telenovela fashion, Rosie's going to show up in Raphael at... Raphael and Jane's wedding, and end up killing someone.
That's what I said.
Well, yeah. True telenovela, like, the true telenovela ends in a wedding. That's mm-hmm. how you really end the novella. So the wedding has to be, like, the final
focal point.
Theme,
yeah,
right. I guess. Like, they end up happily ever after. Ever after. Ever after.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Ever after.
I think she might be the one to save the day, because this whole thing started when she accidentally artificially inseminated Jane. So it really started with her, and I think it's going to end with her.
So it comes
and,
full circle.
That's so smart.
And actually,
that's a good point.
Yeah. I like the prediction.
I'm missing the comment. Oh. Ashlyn Hodson, thank you so much for joining us. She actually has a question. She said, why did the police want Louisa to help them with Rose? They already had her in prison. How come they were wanting Louisa to spy on her? I think they needed someone that Rose could trust.
Right.
And knew her little...
A little bit more, right.
Yeah.
Because Rose is not going to trust anybody else her.
And she knows that she has a strong hold on Louisa, so it's easy.
It's like kind of having like the kingpin and like just knowing who... Like, the outsourcing people are still dealing the drugs and making him money while he's in jail. Yeah. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she will save the day. I love it. Well, I can't wait. We only have, what, 2 or 3 episodes left?
Yeah.
Two episodes left, guys. Please tune in. It's gonna get crazy. I don't know what to expect. Let us know what you are predicting down below. You can follow me at Rivette Sorrow on all social media platforms.
And I'm Julie Gomez. You can find me at It's Julie Gomez on Instagram and Twitter.
Name is Sky at every social media platform, NEEMASKYE.
And you can find me at Simone A. Thomas on Instagram and Twitter as well.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.